Natural News, a public-private partnership between the Bill Gates-backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance, MasterCard, and the AI-powered identity authentication company TrustStamp is set to unleash a new biometric digital identity platform on the masses that reportedly evolves just as you evolve. This mark of the beast type system is of course first being tested on poor black lives living in low-income, remote communities in West Africa, as is typically the case. Once they pass muster on the unsuspecting poor with darker skin, novel technologies like this are then ushered into mainstream society for full implementation. So what does a trust stamp entail? First launched back in 2018, it is all part of a wellness pass connected to MasterCard credit cards, which will soon contain digital vaccine records and other identifying information about a person. In other words, it is a digital mark of the beast that will be used not only to buy and sell, but also to verify people's immune statuses. This wellness pass will also be connected to MasterCard's click-to-play system, which is powered by artificial intelligence, AI, robots and a machine learning technology called NuData. More on what machine learning technology entails can be found at this link, which talks about how Google is using machine learning fairness to police digital content. It might be news to many of our readers, but MasterCard is leading the way right now in promoting the centralized record keeping of childhood immunization. It is also heavily promoting a cashless society with its World Beyond Cash initiative, another partnership with Gavi that aims to create biometric digital identities for everyone on the planet that include both vaccination records and a cashless payment system all in one. The Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, came just in time for MasterCard to incorporate all of its biometrics programs into one. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Gavi have each donated $3.8 million towards the initiative, which was adapted back in June to incorporate the government's response to the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19. This includes the so-called COVI pass immunity passports for determining who is immune to the novel virus, and is thus allowed to work and travel, and who still needs to be treated. About a month later in July, MasterCard announced that its Trust Stamp biometric identity platform would be integrated into the Wellness Pass to create biometric identity verification for times when internet access or cellular connectivity is unavailable. The wellness program involving Gavi, MasterCard, and Trust Stamp will soon be launched in West Africa and will be coupled with the COVID-19 vaccination program once a vaccine becomes available, reports Mint Press News Raul Diego. All of this will of course be adapted for the North American market once finalized, to bring to fruition a national identification registration system, which has been in the works for many years. Despite widespread opposition, the plan is to do away with state-level ID cards and force everyone into a national database whereby their identities are tracked and managed digitally. Part of the plan also involves creating 3D masks for people based on their faces, palms, or fingerprints. This mask, once created, will be utilized in lieu of encryption keys to keep people's identities safe and secure. Only a small percentage of the data that originally existed is in the hash, says Trust Stamp CEO Gareth Jenner. What you have is something safer for storing because it can't be used to directly identify you. No one would recognize you in this huge jumble of numbers, he adds, noting that the result is an irreversible non-personally identifiable information system that protects privacy, reduces potential for misuse and allows effective inclusion when there is no other form of legal record.